And it's time for the HorseRacingPark.com segment, the Preakness Stakes. The Preakness will, of course, be this Saturday. We're recording this segment on a Wednesday afternoon. Expect it to be a fast racetrack for the Preakness. Of course, the Kentucky Derby was contested on a wet track. And we're going to do a little bit of a call for you of the Kentucky Derby. They're in the gate for the Derby, and they're off. Bronx Bomber makes the lead. Madison second. Rebel Force is third. Withdrawn is right there with Slither, Banshee Star, Winged Feeny, Shoot from the Hip, and Midpack, Mancini, Farley on Wheels. They all laughed about four lengths off the lead early on. Then we go to Out on a Limb, Lord High Admiral, 949er, Warrior Chant, Profound Connection, Jinger Haggis, Athletico, Positive Thinking, and Mr. C. We have a battle up front. Dueling on the lead is Bronx Bomber and Rebel Force. They do battle. Slither getting a good trip from the 19 post in third. Mancini ranges up on the outside to be fourth. Banshee Star is in a line with Me to Sin. Winged Feeny on the far outside. Lord High Admiral, Shoot from the Hip, is right behind them. The half and 48-1. Rebel Force and Bronx Bomber doing battle on the lead. Slither is on the rail and getting an ideal trip in third. Then it's Mancini between horses in fourth. Lord High Admiral is fifth. Banshee Star is fifth. Shoot from the Hip is sixth, and he's on the outside with clear running room. Right behind him is They All Laughed. Three quarters and 1:13-2 on the sloppy going. Bronx Bomber has taken the lead from Rebel Force, who begins to drop back. Slither is second. Shoot from the Hip ranges up on the outside third. There's 3 furlongs left in the Derby. Bronx Bombers leads a length and a quarter. Slither is second. Lord High Admiral third. Shoot from the Hip fourth. Banshee Star fifth. They All Laughed, moving up on the outside. And Mancini, there's 2 furlongs left. A mile in 1:40-1. Bronx Bomber with a short lead. Shoot from the Hip is ranging up, and They All Laughed is right there as well. There's 5 of them across the line. Banshee Star getting through along the inside. 1 furlong left in the Derby. Shoot from the Hip has the lead. They All Laughed. Banshee Star, 3 of them to the wire. Shoot from the Hip has a short lead. They All Laughed is second. Banshee Star is third. Shoot from the Hip. Nakamura Stable wins the Kentucky Derby in 2:08-1. So there you have it, Shoot from the Hip, Nakamura Stable, Kent DeSormo in a rather pedestrian time on the sloppy track, 2:08-1. They All Laugh was second, Banshee Star was third, Nakamura Stables wins it, MB Stables, They All Laugh second, Joseph Racing, Banshee Star third, Serenity Stables, Niner, 49er fourth, John Henry's Withdrawn was fifth, and John Henry's other entry, Lord High Admiral, finished sixth. So there's your call of the Kentucky Derby. Now, of course, Saturday is the Preakness Stakes, and we will be on a fast racetrack. So it will be a completely different scenario, although we don't know if it's going to be fast, but we are looking, we're taping this on a Wednesday. We're looking ahead to the forecast, and the forecast is for actually a little bit of rain on Friday, and then it looks like that the Preakness will be run on a fast track. Now, it's a $1,500 purse, 715 Pimlico Race 15 for three-year-olds. And the Derby winner, Shoot from the Hip, got the worst of the draws. He's out in the post 14 for this. Let's run down the field for the Preakness Stakes. Again, it's scheduled at 7:15, Pimlico Race 15 at horseracingpark.com. The one is Out on a Limb. Smokey Stover is the owner, and Mike Smith is the jockey for the Preakness Stakes. Jinger Haggis, the Sidley stud, and Jinger Haggis was your two-year-old champion. He draws the two with Julien Lapereau for the Sidley Stud. The three is Coin Flip, MB Stables with Robbie Alvarado. The four is Lord High Admiral, John Henry, and D. Moran is the listed rider. The five is Jolly Bee Native, Copitas, and Gary Boulanger is the rider of the five. Copitas has the six, How to Laugh, and How to Laugh will be ridden by Tyler Bays. in the Preakness. Niner 49er is the 7, Serenity Stables with Frankie Pennington. The 8 is They All Left, MB Stables. Erod Ortiz Jr. is the jockey, Made to Sin with John Henry. And Rafael Bejarano, the 9. The 10 is Mancini, who made a big middle move in the Derby, but then flattened out. Our Athletes and Corey Nakatani, Slither Nightmare Racing with Johnny V. Withdrawn John Henry, Snow Peak. MB Stables has decided to run her in the Preakness from post 13, and Shoot from the Hip is the 14 with Nakamura Stables and Kent DeSormo. HorseRacingPark.com and the most fun game on the internet. You can play for free or race for purse money. It is absolutely the most fun game that I've ever experienced on the internet. If you type King Arthur in the promo code box, you will receive 7 free horses. Let's take a look on Out on a Limb, Smokey Stover. This horse is winless. In 2017, drew the 1 post, and he didn't like the wet track in 2 starts on and off track, not hitting the board. Finished 9th in the Derby, passing horses. Passed horses in the Arkansas Derby. Perhaps getting back on a fast track will help him a little bit. The Sidley Studs' Jinger Haggis finished 10th in the Derby. He won the Spiral. He was your 2-year-old champion. He won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, the Champagne, and the Hopeful. He has 1 win this year. He won the Grade 3 Spiral at Turfway to get in to the Derby. The 3 is Coin Flip, owned and bred by MB Stables. He is 0-for-3 this year and hasn't hit the board. He has used different styles in his last few races, closed from 13th to finish 5th in the Bluegrass, and was on the lead dueling in the Risen Star. So Coin Flip, we have a feeling that he may be on the lead in this race. The Ford Lord High Admiral John Henry, 6th in the Derby. He hung in deep stretch in the Kentucky Derby. That was his first loss on a wet track. He was actually your betting favorite, Lord High Admiral, in the Derby. Went for $330 back in December, and Lord High Admiral gets back on a fast track for this. And maybe the move inside, he had the 12 post in Louisville and has the 4 Saturday for the Preakness. 5 is Copiti's Jolly Bee Native, a $600 purchase. He finished 6th in the Arkansas Derby, didn't run in the Kentucky Derby. He won the Rebel, and he's the fresh horse. A lot of these horses coming out of the Derby, Jolly Bee Native, the 5, did not run in the Kentucky Derby. 6, Copiti says How to Laugh, spent $400 on this horse after his 2-year-old season, and he was 3rd in the Wood Memorial. He won the Gotham and the Holy Bull, and finished 8th in the Holy Bull, won the Gotham, then 3rd in the Wood. He's a speed horse, so we'll see. Copitas has a couple of horses in there. We'll see what the strategy is there. Serenity Stables has Niner 49er, $450 purchase, 3rd in the San Diego Derby, 4th closing well in the Kentucky Derby, only beaten a length for it all in the Kentucky Derby, but he's 0-for-4 in 2017, so he's going to look for his first win in the Preakness on Saturday. Niner 49er. The 8 is They All Left, MB Stables, and he had every chance to go by Shoot from the Hip in the Kentucky Derby, but he couldn't do so. He's run well on a wet track. He's run well on a dirt, on a fast track, on a sloppy track. He just runs well every time. You look at his form, and he's never run a bad race. 2nd in the Kentucky Derby, 2nd in the Florida Derby. His Risen Star loss, he only was beaten by a quarter of a length. The Smarty Jones winner is They All Laughed, MB Stables. Certainly one of the top horses in the Preakness on Saturday. John Henry has Made to Sin, who finished a dismal 15th in the Kentucky Derby. He didn't run well in the Florida Derby, 7th, and he won the Fountain of Youth. John Henry spent $450 on this horse back in February, but it seems like he's up against it in this race. The 10 is Mancini, who seemed like he was in a perfect position to do something in the Kentucky Derby, but he tired badly and finished 12th. Maybe you could blame the wet track. He hasn't run really well on a wet track in 2 starts. Won the Bluegrass 2 races back. Mancini's going to have to improve a lot. The horse who I thought got a perfect trip in the Derby, Slither, from Nightmare Racing. And Nightmare Racing spent $250 on this horse back in February. Finished 8th in the Kentucky Derby, 2nd in the Santa Anita Derby. Maybe getting back on a fast track will help Slither, but I thought if he was the best, he had a great trip in the Kentucky Derby. 12 is John Henry's withdrawn. He finished 5th in the Derby, closing well. Won the Louisiana Derby coming into the race. And withdrawn is a horse that John Henry spent some cash on, no question about it, $150 back in August. And he's won up $424 this year, 1-for-4 this year is withdrawn. Then to me, I mean, the horse of the year as a two-year-old, Snow Peak, finished 2nd in the Kentucky Oaks, 2nd in the Gulfstream Park Oaks. She did try the boys and finished 4th and 2nd in the Fountain of Youth and the Holy Bull. She doesn't run a bad race. She closes every single time. The 13 post is going to be tough, but the main thing that you have to like about Snow Peak is the weight break. She's going to get a 5-pound weight concession from every horse in the field. And the Kentucky Derby winner, and my pick, and I was actually correct, finished 4th in the Pick'em for the Derby contest, so I got a couple of free vouchers out of it. I thought when Shoot from the Hip won at 9-1 that maybe I would win the contest for the Pick'em for the trip for the Kentucky Derby, but ended up finishing 4th, but it gets me a free ride into the handicapping tournament and got a couple of free vouchers out of it. Shoot from the Hip was game as could be. He did get it. He got a great trip. I have to say that. He was moving inside and outside quite a bit, but he did have dead aim on the leaders the whole way. He was never blocked in that race. And you have to love that he handles a wet track. He may be better on a fast track because, I mean, he won the Florida Derby on a fast track, won the Kentucky Derby on a sloppy track. And, I mean, certainly the horse to beat, but the 7-post he won the Kentucky Derby from, and you go back to in his entire career, he made his debut from the 8-post. And so obviously the 14-post is going to be a major challenge. The also eligibles finished Laughing Buddhabase, finished 5th in the Arkansas Derby, and he would really be up against it if he drew into the Preakness. The Preakness, the 15th at Pimlico, 1 3/16. And the other also eligible, Casey Gunner, who's never run past 6 furlongs, a $20 purchase by a owner Topped Out. And if he gets in here, he would be a pace factor. There's no question about it. So do I go back to Shoot from the Hip, my pick for the Kentucky Derby, who won it from post 14? The obvious pick would be They All Laughed, MB Stables, who has a better post than Shoot from the Hip and really had every chance to go by him but couldn't, but should get a better trip than Shoot from the Hip for this. So I'll go with the 8, They All Laughed, MB Stables. I think he has a real opportunity to win the Preakness Stakes, and MB Stables, one of the top owners in the game, the top owner in the game, going for his 2nd Preakness. Twisted Estate won it for him in 2014. Last year, Jerry Garcia Racing won it with Ned Isaacoff. 2015 A1 Sani Village. Well, there's my Preakness preview for you, and we gave you a little call of the Kentucky Derby. Good luck on Preakness Day, and hopefully, well, actually last year I had a horse in the Preakness, Cozying Leafart, who did not really run that well. But just to get in one of these big races, it's a very exciting prospect, and certainly good luck to all of the owners in the Preakness today, which is Saturday, or if you're listening to this before, the race will be Saturday, and we're expecting a fast track. Of course, if it's a wet track, it could be Shoot from the Hip, but I do think They All Laughed is going to be the winner of the Preakness. If you go to the horseracingpark.com website and register, type King Arthur in the promo code box, you will receive 7 free horses.